Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Robert Orlowski, and I'm here live at the ASH annual meeting in surprisingly snowy Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to review the results of two studies today which focus on maintenance therapy and which use ixazomib, which of course is the orally available proteasome inhibitor. The first abstract is an update on a phase 2 trial combining lenalidomide and ixazomib for patients who have undergone autologous stem cell transplantation. And this was a study that was performed at MD Anderson. And following that will be a summary of an integrated analysis of four different phase 1 and 2 studies looking at long-term efficacy and safety of ixazomib as a maintenance. But the second study was in patients who had not undergone stem cell transplantation. So the first study, which was abstract 437, combined lenalidomide and ixazomib. The rationale, of course, is that lenalidomide is now a widely accepted standard of care for post-transplant maintenance therapy. But even with that, patients do relapse, and some patients do not achieve complete remission or minimal residual disease negativity. And we had hoped that by adding ixazomib to lenalidomide, we could prolong progression-free survival as well as MRD negativity. Again, these were patients in the post-transplant setting who were usually started between 3 and 6 months after their first stem cell transplant. Lenalidomide was used at the standard dose ranging from 5 to 15 milligrams with 10 milligrams as the starting dose, and ixazomib was typically started at 3 milligrams, which was given orally on days 1, 8, and 15 of each 28-day cycle. The safety data with this combination were excellent. You can have, as you probably know, with ixazomib, especially with the first dose only, some GI effects with a little bit of nausea or a little bit of diarrhea, but that typically resolves with later doses, and relatively few patients required any dose reductions of either one or the other agent. In terms of outcomes, we were able to see so far that the estimated progression-free survival at 2 years is around 81 or 82%. And those data really compare favorably with what has been seen with lenalidomide only as a maintenance, although in fairness, this was not a randomized study, and hopefully that will be obtained in the future. We also saw a good rate of conversion of patients to complete remission and MRD negativity, although again, I think we have to have a randomized study. So for community practitioners, we hope soon to have ixazomib approved as a maintenance therapy, and I would definitely consider using it as a maintenance after transplant in a number of different settings. First of all, there are patients who cannot tolerate lenalidomide, for example, because of diarrhea or cytopenias or rash, and you want to have them on some type of maintenance, and definitely ixazomib would be a worthy consideration. And then the second group I would consider would be patients with high-risk disease, where we know that lenalidomide is less active, whereas proteasome inhibitors can be beneficial. So I would definitely add ixa to len in high-risk patients for maintenance. One group that's still a little bit hypothetical, but if patients don't achieve minimal residual disease negativity on lenalidomide alone, it could be of interest to add something like ixazomib to try to push the disease further down, because of course we know that MRD negativity is associated with a superior outcome. Moving on to the next study, the previous trial was presented by Krina Patel, and this one was presented by Thanos Demopoulos. What Dr. Demopoulos and his colleagues did was to take data from four different phase 1-2 studies, which used ixazomib-based induction therapy, and then continued ixazomib afterwards as a single agent as maintenance. So again, this is in the non-transplant patient population. Here again, lenalidomide is the standard of care, but there's good reason to think that a proteasome inhibitor would be better. And I mentioned earlier that there are studies underway to look at ICSA as a maintenance, and probably sometime in 2018 we will have data from randomized phase 3 studies looking at ICSA versus placebo as a post-transplant maintenance and also as a post-induction maintenance. But getting back to this particular study, again, it added ICSA as a maintenance after an ICSA-based induction. The toxicities were similar to what I mentioned earlier, which included really low-level GI events and some cytopenias. And what was found is that the aggregate progression-free survival after initiation of maintenance was on the order of 18 months, which is really a very, I think, positive finding. So we will get randomized data from phase 3 studies soon, but in the meantime, I would definitely think about continuing ixazomib as a maintenance in transplant ineligible patients after their induction, again, especially if they have either high risk disease, if they've been on LEN maintenance and it has not been of sufficient benefit to get down to CR and MRD negativity, or possibly again if you're MRD positive to convert to MRD negativity. So thank you very much, and I hope that this activity will be helpful for you in managing your patients.